Namaratu, Sara Al-Siraj, sound design by Rosemary Moss. Artist note. For this year's EOP members show, I have chosen to present a large-scale panorama depicting an erased history from the perspective of the future. In this future, the natural conclusions of present-day climate violence will flood large parts of the UK and instigate drought in the southern Iraqi marshes. Local communities will use the weather to share knowledge, communicate with each other and support each other's survival. This flooding is already happening in some parts of the UK, and the southern Iraqi marshes are drying up due to upstream dam projects and climate change. The supposed role of the artist to reflect the times feels difficult in these especially dark times as we witness ongoing genocides in Gaza and Sudan, US intervention in Venezuela, and recently the deadly violence against Iranians fighting for their liberation. Neo-colonial intervention is economic, often following natural resources, water, oil, and minerals. The boundary between state violence and ecological violence is non-existent. The land is central. The work I am presenting imagines beyond our current reality into a future where, instead of being the victims of such global forces, our communities could be the survivors and even the victors. This work proposes that global history has contained and will continue to contain many liberations, burned, buried and drowned, times in which everything was changed, if only for a brief moment. Though set in the future, the figures in these drawings draw from a continuous legacy of eco-resistance across wetlands. The Awari Marsh Arabs of southern Iraq are known for their fierce resistance to British colonial rule and later the Saddam regime. Fenlanders living in the marshes of East England have historically lived in a similarly autonomous manner. In response to this, both wetlands have been subject to drainage by governing power. To control the people, control the source of their customs and livelihoods, the water. What a magical wand and awe a pencil is. It is one part tool and three parts pontoon. Nikki Finney, American poet, from an interview with the National Endowment for the Arts in 2012. Wetland environments are known as carbon sinks for their ability to store CO2. The story told in this exhibition is made visible through the relationship between carbon and water. Drawing itself conjures connotations of rehearsal and erasure, imagining drafting, experimenting and trying again. I think of the work as a plan or an underpainting, in a state of perpetual reworking as potential futures are figured out in real time. This project was a labour of love. It became about many things happening during the latter half of 2025. I was working on it while Stop the Boats became the slogan for far-right xenophobia in the UK. I was drawing while watching videos on social media of Egyptians throwing bottles filled with lentils into the Mediterranean in hopes they will reach the Gazan shoreline. And I was painting water while receiving updates from a friend on the global Samud flotilla, listening to her voice notes about life at sea and the absurdity of borders. I hope these things will feel as present when viewing the work as they were for me while making it.